Vancouver Giants found themselves on the wrong end of another hectic contest on the road Friday night, January 10, losing 5-4 in overtime to the Kamloops Blazers. Giants had a 3-1 lead heading into the third period, but Kamloops scored twice in the final 6 minutes to tie the game 3-3. The Giants retook the lead at 4-3 when they responded 26 seconds after surrendering the 3-3 goal, but the Blazers once again found the equalizer with the goalie pulled for the extra attacker, tying the contest 4-4 with 9.8 seconds left. Jordan Keller won the game for Kamloops 2-1-3 on 3 overtime. Mazden Lessie had a standout game for the G-men with 4 assists, while Ty Haliburta, Connor Levis, Maxim Muranov and Ryan Lynn each scored for Vancouver. Giants goaltender Burke Hood tied a career high with 44 saves. Keller had a pair of tallies for the Blazers, as did Tommy Lafreniere. Emmett Finney had the other Kamloops goal. Giants associate coach Adam Maglio called it disappointing for sure. "We were flat to start this game," Maglio commented. "I don't think we set ourselves up well early on, but credit to our group. We found our legs in the second. A tough one because again, we get it to OT and we had a really good look in OT to end it." He gave thumbs up to Leslie. "He was outstanding. He's so gifted offensively. I think his decision-making has been really, really good for the most part this year. He's jumping at the right times, finding seams, distributing the puck really well. He was really, really good again tonight. He's been arguably one of our better players since Christmas break and all year." The teams exchanged power play goals in the first period. First Haliburta for the Giants and then Lafreniere for the Blazers. Hood kept the Giants in it early with 17 first period saves. Vancouver would score 2 late second period goals to take a 3-1 lead after 40 minutes. Levis put home his own rebound with 4:17 left in the second to make it 2-1. Then Muranov tucked in a rebound off Leslie's point shot to increase the lead to 3-1 with only 1:16 remaining in the middle frame. Finney made it a one-goal game off an individual rush and a net drive with just 5:46 left in the game, and Keller would tie it, also off the rush, when he went top shelf from the left circle with 1:46 remaining in regulation. Just 26 seconds after Keller tied it, Vancouver retook the lead thanks to a dazzling play by Leslie, who put the puck between his legs at the same time as he cut from the board to the middle of the ice, where he quickly fired a shot that hit Ernst's left pad. Lynn was right to step into the rebound, roofing the puck to make it 4-3. The Blazers got the goalie out for the extra attacker, and after calling timeout, eventually a point shot from Kosi was partially blocked but landed on the stick of Lafreniere in the high slot, who buried it to tie the game again, this time 4-4. Hood stopped Nathan Bem on a breakaway in overtime to keep the Giants alive, moments before Ernst made a game-saver on Leslie at the other end. Not long after that, Keller tripped over his teammate Finney looking for a loose puck in the slot area, but as he was falling he shoveled a backhand shot in along the ice to end the game. The OT loss drops Vancouver's record this season to 1-9-1-6-5, while the Blazers improve to 1-4-2-1-3-0. Next, a Saturday, January 11th game at home against Kelowna at Langley Events Center. Puck drops at 7 p.m.